A harness beats a collar for walks because it prevents throat damage and gives you better control, especially with a strong puller. The Blue 9 Balance Harness is adjustable, machine washable, and has a leash attachment on both the chest and back for training. Expect to pay $30 to $35. Look for the balance design. It clips in the front to reduce pulling and on the back for loose leash walking. Avoid anything labeled easy walk or no pull without a front clip. Those are gimmicks that don't actually stop pulling. Image: a real Blue 9 Balance harness in black with blue stitching, showing the front chest clip and back D-ring, laid flat on a clean surface with a soft mat underneath. Even short-haired dogs shed. The Hertzco Slicker Brush removes loose fur and prevents mats with its fine wire bristles. It's $10 to $12 and self-cleaning, just press a button to retract the bristles and flick out the fur. Look for a rubber grip handle to avoid slipping when your dog wriggles. Avoid brushes labeled de-shedding unless your dog is a heavy shedder, those can irritate skin. And never use a human hairbrush, it pulls and hurts. Image: a real Hertzco Slicker brush in black with a red button, bristles extended, next to a pile of dog fur on a light wooden table. The biggest mistake beginners make is buying too much stuff at once. You don't need 10 toys, 3 beds, and a $200 orthopedic mattress on day 1. Start with 2 durable chew toys, 1 bed, and a blanket. Another mistake? Skipping training treats. Use tiny pieces of boiled chicken or commercial training treats like Zook's Mini Naturals, $10 for 6 ounces, during walks and commands. And don't ignore vet visits, schedule a checkup within the first week, even if your pup seems healthy. That third item on this list, the crate, is the one nobody tells you how to use correctly, so watch the training videos I'll link below.